Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him, your friend, Jermaine Harrison. Give it up for him.
Hey, buddy. Hey. All right, how are we doing, Wake? Can we turn me up just a little bit? Yeah, a little bit up, yeah. Sorry. I'm just like trying to get space on this stage. Sorry, guys. All right, as Harrison just said, my name is Jermaine Harrison, if you don't know who I am. And I get to spend most of my time working with high school students, so lots of your older brothers and sisters. But one fun thing I get to do is lead a sixth grade small group that I just started. They're over there. They're super excited. They live in the Richardson area, and I'm so pumped for another opportunity to get to share with you guys from God's Word. And so today we are starting a new series with a really weird graphic with half of a horse and then the words, "This changes everything." And the idea behind this series that we're going to talk about for the next few weeks is that if we embrace and apply God's purpose for your tongue, for our tongues, if we embrace what he calls us to do and how he calls us to use our words, it changes everything. So if you have a Bible, grab it. If you have a notebook or a phone, grab it. I'll hope to give you some stuff that's worth writing down and meditating on and hopefully applying to your life. So as we begin this series talking about the tongue specifically, there's one thing that we know is true about the tongue. It's really small, but it's super powerful. The tongue is small, but it is also powerful, right? And as I was preparing this message, I thought, man, what are some other things that are small but also powerful, right? And one, I don't have it with me because I left it in the back in the room, is your phone, right? A phone is super powerful. Think about this. You can type some words on your phone, press a button, and somehow somebody else in the room whose number you have gets those exact words on their phone. Crazy. It's called text messaging, right? Or you can find any article, any picture, if you just go on your web browser on your phone and look it up, right? Or you can press someone's number and call them, and somehow someone else with a phone with that number gets the call from you, and they can pick it up, and then you talk to each other. It's crazy how a phone works, right? Yeah, it is. This in my hand, I don't know. Raise your hand if you know what this is. Yeah, we got like three people, and most of them are adults. Let me educate you just a little bit. So this is a Tide Pod. So if you've ever done your own laundry, which most of you have never done it, they're like, oh, I've done it. Don't get it twisted. A Tide Pod is so small, but you can take this, throw it in with all your dirty clothes, especially the ones from retreat, if that's yours. You can throw it in, you know, let the machine cycle for 30 minutes, and guess what? Clothes are clean and they smell amazing, and then they're also softened because of the fabric softener in there. Really small, but super powerful. What else? I got some cool stuff in here. Here's something else that's super small, but also super powerful. If you were at the retreat this last weekend, yeah, there you go. Who wants this Yoo-hoo? There we go. Did you get one at the retreat? There you go, you got it. You know what, don't worry, I got some more for you. I got three. Have you ever gotten one? There you go. Maddox. He doesn't like chocolate. This guy right here, you got it. Oh yeah, Yoo-hoo is small, but it is powerful. It's a refreshing chocolate drink. I got some more in here, I think. No, I don't have any more Yoo-hoo, but I do have... There we go. Do you know what Shasta is? Are you in sixth grade? You are. There you go. Don't worry, guys. I got some more. It's all good. I got this one. I got one more. You ran all the way up here. Come get this. Here you go. Here you go. All right, they're all gone. I have nothing more to give you. Sorry, kids. So the entire small group ran to the front of the room. Wow. So the entire point of me giving out those small but powerful things, Shasta or Yoohoo or talking about your phone or talking about a Tide Pod, is to give you this idea that these things are small but they're powerful. They either give you or you cause you to react in a certain way, right? Like when you heard Shasta, when you heard Yoohoo, you went crazy. You ran to the front of the room because you wanted one. Those items are small and they're powerful. Your tongue is also small, but powerful. It has the power to make someone smile, the power to make someone cry, the power to make someone laugh, the power to make someone happy or sad or depressed or feel super important or feel super unimportant or to control someone else or to make promises. The tongue has so much power. What else can your tongue do? Speak, talk, help you talk. What else? What'd you say? Eat. Yeah, we got some examples. So I want you to get that idea in your head. Your tongue is small, but your tongue is super powerful, and you use it almost all of the day because you talk a ton. Specifically today, we are talking about this idea of gossip. We're talking about gossip. And so here's the definition that I want you to use as we continue to talk through this message. Gossip is this. Gossip is talking carelessly about someone else's business. Gossip is talking carelessly about someone else's business. Okay? And in the context of it changing everything, if we understand what God's word has to say about gossip and what God calls us, if you are a follower of Jesus, how he calls you to view gossip and to use your tongue for his purposes, it'll change everything. A better way to say it is this: how God's purpose for our tongue changes the way we view gossip. That's what we're talking about this morning, how God's purpose for our tongue changes the way we view gossip. You've all experienced gossip in some way or another. You've all experienced its power. Let me tell you what I saw him do yesterday. Did you hear? Did you hear what she said? Can you believe it? You should have seen how she was acting around him. Hey, don't tell anyone else. This stays between us. Promise me you're not going to tell anyone else. But let me tell you what happened. And whether you've said these things or heard these things or been the subject, right, of gossip, you know that gossip is not a good thing. There's something in you that says, man, this is not right. But still we find ourselves talking carelessly about others' business, right? And so that's why today I want to talk to us about God's purpose for our tongue and how it should change the way we view gossip. And so we'll be looking at three basic points, which are these. Number one will be the power and the pollution of gossip. And then secondly, we look at the purpose of our tongue. And then three will be super practical, how to prevent gossip. The power and pollution of gossip, the purpose of the tongue, and how to prevent gossip. So if you have a Bible, turn with me real quick to the book of James, the book of James chapter 3, James 3, and we'll read a few verses from there, and then we'll see what God has to say to us about gossip. James chapter 3, and I'll read verses 7 through 12, James 3, 7 through 12. You know what? Man, I love reading God's word, and I also love hearing other people read God's word. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to read James 3, 7 to 12 together. We have it up on the screen, so you don't have to worry about whatever version you have. But I want us to read it together, and I want you to really pay attention to what you're reading and not just say words. I want you to read it and listen to the voices reading God's truth. So we'll read it together on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Does a spring of water bubble out with both fresh water and bitter water? Does a fig tree produce olives or a grapevine produce figs? No. And you can't draw fresh water from a salty spring. Sweet. So we're going to look at, first of all, the power and the pollution of gossip. And if you read those verses that we just walked through in James 3, man, what you should hear from that portion of scripture is that the tongue is powerful. But not only is it powerful, it is polluted. Verses 7 and 8 remind us, it says, hey, we can tame all kinds of animals and birds and reptiles and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil and full of deadly poison. Real quick question. What is the most dangerous animal you've ever touched or petted or maybe even been super close to? A spider, a rhino, what'd you say? A scorpion. Yeah, we got tons of different answers. Yeah, so listen to this. Come back with me. So all of those animals are potentially super dangerous, and somehow human beings have trained them, have gotten them to be at a place where they won't attack you. Hopefully not, if they're tame. And so here's something cool that I think illustrates this point that I want us to watch. Watch this.
Hello. Yeah, sorry. Well, that he doesn't have so much time.
Isn't that crazy? A lion. This dude owns this lion because he rescued him, her. It's a lioness, just in case you were wondering. He rescued her when she was, you know, a little cub, and has kept her at this like nature preserve somewhere in Africa, to the point where this lioness loves this guy and just runs out and jumps and gives him a huge hug. And it's amazing. And it's crazy to think that the king of beasts, a lioness, a lion, has been tamed or controlled by human beings. But one part of us, no one has ever or will ever tame, the tongue, because it is so powerful. Not only is it powerful, but it's polluted. The tongue shows its pollution when it is used for gossip. We talked about what gossip is, talking carelessly about someone else's business. Here's how gossip pollutes our lives and pollutes our relationships. First off, gossip damages friendships. If you have a Bible or if you have your phone, write down these verses really quick. They're super easy verses that you should commit to memorizing and applying to your life. So gossip damages friendships. Proverbs 16:28 says this, a troublemaker plants seeds of strife. And what does gossip do? It separates the best of friends. So gossip destroys friendships is what this proverb is saying. Another one really quickly. Gossip breaks peace with others. Gossip breaks peace with others. Proverbs 26:20 says this. Fire goes out without wood, right? And quarrels disappear when gossip stops. So when gossip is there, when gossip is present, what's also there? Quarreling, right? Gossip breaks peace with others. Here's another thing that gossip does. Gossip creates a reputation for other people. Gossip creates a reputation for other people. And here's what I mean by that. If enough people say the same thing about the same person enough times, guess what that becomes? Oh, she's the girl that, or he's the guy that. And maybe you've heard this. Maybe you've been a person that has continued to spread the gossip about your friend or someone who's not your friend, you know, but maybe in your class or at your school. And if that's true, the honest truth and what God's word is telling you is that you have been spreading a powerful pollution amongst your friends. So gossip creates a reputation for others. But here's something else that gossip does. It creates a reputation for you. Right? Gossip creates a reputation for you. If everyone knows, man, every time I see Harrison Ross, he's going to tell me the juiciest story about this person or that person. If he continues to do that over time, guess what? Guess what his reputation becomes? That guy. The gossip guy or the gossip girl. Please don't watch that show. But anyways, it creates a reputation for you, right? So gossip is powerful. The tongue is powerful, and gossip is so polluted. It destroys our relationships. It breaks peace, and it causes us to have a reputation or to give a reputation to someone else that they may not necessarily want to have. But I know what you're asking in your mind. You're like, but wait a second. Where do I draw the line? Does gossip mean that I can't talk about anyone else ever when I'm in conversation because maybe I'm gossiping about them? What's the difference between gossip and a regular conversation about someone else? And there's two things that kind of help us figure out, hey, am I gossiping or am I just, you know, talking or sharing information? And the first is this, your intent. The intent with which it is said. Basically, why are you saying it? Why are you telling that story or what that person said or what that person did? Why? Because here's the truth. When it comes to gossip, you tell it or you share that story to make that other person look bad. You tell that gossip, you tell that story, you say what that person said because you want others to look down on them and you want yourself to be elevated, right? And so if that is your goal, man, I'm going to make that person look bad so that I can look good. Man, you are gossiping and you are spreading pollution and poison. And here's the other thing that kind of helps you figure out, hey, am I gossiping or am I just sharing information? Is the type of information that you share, right? So it's the intent, why, and then what, like the type of information you share. So typically when you gossip, here's the deal. No one ever gossips and said this. Dude, yesterday, you would not believe what happened. He was walking with his mom and dad, and then he was doing something, and then his mom and dad told him what he should do, and he listened to his mom and dad. He was so obedient. Can you believe it? No one ever gossips and says that. Why? Because they seem awesome. They seem like an obedient person. Or, man, you would not believe what she did yesterday. She walked into school, and she greeted everyone with a smile on her face, and she complimented everyone's outfit. She was so joyful. Can you believe it? No one gossips and says that either, right? Because it's not pointed out a flaw or a fault in them. And so if you are saying something or telling a story because you want others to see that person's fault or that person's flaw, you're gossiping. But there's good news for us, for you and I. We don't have to be controlled by gossip. We don't have to go to school tomorrow and tell that story or act that way to that person because we've heard about their reputation that may or may not be true, but you still love to believe it's true anyway. Because of the gospel, because Jesus Christ loved you and I so much, he came to this earth and he lived a perfect life and he died a perfect death so that you can have abundant life, so that you can be free. We sang about it. For freedom, he has set us free. But he also died so that you wouldn't have to use your words to gossip. Because of the gospel, we have help with taming our tongue. Like we heard about on retreat last week, the Holy Spirit continues to help us. to accomplish the purpose of the tongue. And so the second point really quickly is this, the purpose of the tongue, the purpose of the tongue. Ephesians 4 and verse 29 basically gives us what that purpose is. It says, don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. So he's given us, the Apostle Paul has given us the category of words that we should use. He's given us the true purpose, God's purpose for our words as followers of Jesus. Very quickly, can anyone tell me what this is? Tablespoon. What do you think you use this for? Measuring. What? Cooking. Oh, there we go. There we go. No, it's not that. This is, I found out this week, a watermelon scooper. So you cut your watermelon in half, and instead of cutting it and trying to struggle to get the seeds out of the way, you just scoop the part that like is perfectly just watermelon, and it's amazing. So that's the purpose of this. What do you think this is? Or what do you think it's used for? Carving? Pumpkin carver? Yeah. This is, I also found out what this week. It's a, what's it called? Pepper pitter, that's right. So if you have like a red pepper or green pepper or whatever, and you know on the inside of it, it's like a bunch of seeds and it's super gross, you basically just stab this inside and it pulls out the middle of the pepper, right? And so you don't need those seeds anymore because you have this amazing utensil that looks super weird. What about this one? Huh? Yeah. This is, I found out this out this week. Hey, this is all thanks to Rebe Long because she knows all this stuff. This is actually a strawberry cutter. Are you tired of trying to bite around the white and gross parts of the strawberry? Just put it in here, slice it, and you got some nice bite-sized chunks of strawberry. It's amazing. Last one. Oh, you are the best. Does anyone know what this is other than her? We got one here, we got two there. Lemon juicer? Nope. So basically, you crack the top of an egg, and you put this on top of the egg, and you do this, and it sucks the white of the egg. It separates the egg white from the egg yolk. Isn't that amazing? Looking at this in the beginning, you're like, what in the world is this? It looks like a lemon. What do you even do with this if it's in the kitchen? We don't know what the purpose is until we've been told what the purpose is, right? And here's the deal. We've been told what the purpose of our tongue is. Not to gossip, not to share that story, not to talk about that friend. The purpose for the tongue isn't for gossip, but to be an agent of God's grace. The purpose of the tongue isn't for gossip, but to be an agent of God's grace. We read it before. I'm not going to read it again because of time. But James talks about the tongue being sometimes a place where we curse our friends, where we curse our neighbors. But at the same time or at other times, we bless God. And James is saying, are you kidding me? This doesn't even make sense. It's like a banana tree growing apples. It's unnatural. It doesn't make sense. And the purpose for your tongue isn't to gossip, isn't to tell that story, isn't to talk about that person. The purpose of your tongue is to be an agent of God's grace in a broken world. That's the purpose of your tongue. And so you have the power at all times. You have the power at all times to be encouraging, to be peacemaking, to be joy-bringing, to be refreshing, to be a truth teller. So why would you waste this small but powerful tool that God has given you for his glory to be an agent of God's grace in this world? Why would you waste it on gossip? Why would you waste it on gossip? And so real quick, the last point is this, how to prevent gossip. If we understand the purpose, which is to be an agent of God's grace in our world, how do we prevent ourselves from being people who gossip or people who listen to gossip or people who just kind of spread this pollution and poison that we've been talking about. And it's very easy, very quick, and then we'll be done. ABC, the ABCs of preventing gossip. It's up on the screen. It's very self-explanatory. Number one, or letter A, always remember the purpose of your tongue. If you're going to prevent gossip from happening in your friend group, in your small group, in your class, this is what you're going to do. You remember the purpose of your tongue. It isn't for gossip. It's to be an agent of God's grace that's encouraging, that's refreshing, that brings joy, that brings life, that brings healing. That's the purpose of your tongue. So you always remember the purpose, and then B, you boldly stop gossip before it starts, which is really simple. When someone comes to you and they're like, oh my goodness, you would not believe what happened. You know what your heart, you know what your heart wants to do? Your heart wants to say, yeah, tell me what happened. Tell me what that person did. I want to hear the juice. I want to hear the story. Please tell me. That's what your heart wants to say. But a transformed heart and a transformed spirit by the power of Jesus allows you, helps you to say, you know what? Actually, I do not want to hear it. I don't want to hear that story. I don't want to continue passing along this pollution, this poison. So, boldly stopping gossip before it starts. And not just that, but C, challenge gossipers to use their tongue for God's glory. And so when you tell that person who's maybe sharing that gossip with you that you don't want to hear it, don't just stop there. Challenge them. Hey, do you know that the purpose of your tongue is to be an agent of God's grace, bringing life and healing and encouragement to other people's lives? And right now, that's just not what you're doing. And can I tell you what Jesus did for us so that we can be free from that, free from gossip? It's an awesome opportunity to share the gospel with a friend. So let's summarize this and then we'll be out of here. We talked about how God's purpose for our tongue changes the way we view gossip. So if we understand and realize that the purpose is to be an agent of God's grace, we're going to do what we just talked about, the ABCs of preventing gossip. So just to summarize, we talked about the power and the pollution of gossip. We talked about the purpose of the tongue, which is to be an agent of God's grace. And then we talked about how to prevent gossip, which is as easy as A, B, C. So we're done. We're done after this. Who's ever eaten this cereal? Yes. It is the best thing ever. I think I'll give it to you since you said that. Seriously. But let me finish. This is honeycomb cereal, and it's delicious. I'm trying to see how many vitamins and minerals it has. Other side? I don't know. They all say they have 10 or 11 or 12 vitamins and minerals, and you eat it every morning, and it's delicious, and it's healthy for you. So, obviously... That could be true. But the reason I show you this or use this as an illustration is because there's a verse in the Bible that talks about honeycomb, not honeycomb cereal, but an actual honeycomb. Proverbs 16:24, last verse, then we're done. It says this, gracious words are like a honeycomb. The real one, like where bees like make their honey, but this is just way better than regular honey. Gracious words are like a honeycomb. Right? Sweetness to the soul and health to the body. This honeycomb cereal claims that it is sweet. It's sweet to your soul and it claims to be healthy for you. And this is just an illustration of that point that Proverbs 16:24 makes. Man, tomorrow you have an opportunity. You have the power every day this week that you're at school to use that small but powerful part of your body, not to gossip, not to continue to spread gossip, but to offer gracious words, encouraging words, life-giving words to your friends, to people who aren't your friends, to your family, to your siblings, that are sweetness to their soul and health to their body. Let me pray that you do that. Lord, thank you for your word and thank you for your grace. Thank you for your goodness in sending your son to die on the cross for our sins. Thank you for the truth in your word about the importance of using our tongues, using our words for your honor and for your glory. I pray that every one of these students would realize the purpose of their tongue isn't for gossip, but to be an agent of your grace in sharing words that are encouraging and life-giving with their peers and with their friends and family. I pray that this message would not be soon forgotten, but that they would apply to their lives. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.